Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Mission Mausam today to make India a climate smart nation. Odisha joins Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Prime Minister says people of Odisha will get highest quality healthcare at affordable rates. National Testing Agency postpones UGC NET December 2024 exam schedule for tomorrow due to clash of dates with festivals. Festival of Harvest Makar Sankranti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam to be on a five-day visit to India beginning today. And India beat Nepal in Khoko World Cup opener in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Mission Mausam in New Delhi today with the goal of making the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. Mr. Modi will launch this mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
The Mission Mausam aims to achieve its target by developing cutting-edge weather surveillance technologies and systems. The initiative will implement high-resolution atmospheric observations, next-generation radars and satellites, and high-performance computers. It will also focus on improving the understanding of weather and climate processes and providing air quality data, which will help in strategizing weather management and intervention in the long run. During the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also release the IMD Vision 2047 document for weather resilience and climate change adaptation. It includes plans for weather forecasting, weather management and climate change mitigation. A series of events, activities and workshops have been organized to showcase IMD's achievements during the past 150 years. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Odisha has become the 34th state and union territory to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJ. National Health Authority and Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Odisha, signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, in New Delhi yesterday in this regard. Under this scheme, health cover of 5 lakh rupees per year is provided for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization of every family. Speaking on the occasion, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said that over 8 crore hospitalization has been recorded under the Ayushman Bharat scheme.
Anybody of any age, any gender, any caste, of any financial background, of any social status, usko 5 lakh rupaye ka har saal health cover diya jayega, iska vyavastha ki gayi hai. Aur isme lagbhag 6 crore log hai. Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat mein agar koi family hai, over and above, if there is anybody above the age of 70, he or she will be getting another 5 lakh for health coverage.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the people of Odisha over the implementation of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the scheme will ensure the highest quality healthcare at affordable rates. National Testing Agency, NTA, has postponed the UGC NET December 2024 exam, which was scheduled for tomorrow. In a statement, the NTA said it has received representations to postpone the UGC NET examination on account of Pongal, Makar Sankranti and other festivals on the 15th of January. The new date of exam will be announced later. NTA further said that the examination scheduled on 16th of January will be conducted as per the earlier schedule. Festival of Harvest, Makar Sankranti, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Makar Sankranti signals the end of winter and the beginning of longer days. The festival is known with different names in different parts of the country. It is celebrated as Pongal in Tamil Nadu, Uttarayan in Gujarat, Bhogali Bihu in Assam and Paush Sankranti in West Bengal. In Kerala, elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for the Makaravilakku festival at Shabarimala Hill Shrine today. Over 1.5 lakh devotees are expected to take part in the ceremony and witness Makarajyoti, the holy light. It is believed that Lord Ayyappa asserts himself as a holy light to bless his devotees. The Makara Samkrama Puja will also take place today. Kerala police have deployed over 5,000 security personnel spread across Sannidhanam, Pamba and Nilakkal. Apart from police, the personnel of the Fire and Rescue Department, NDRF, have also been deployed at vantage points for the Makara Jyoti Darshan. In Tamil Nadu, the beginning of Thai month in the Tamil calendar marks the onset of the spring harvest season and is celebrated as Pongal by Tamils all over the world. The season is celebrated for 3 days. More from our correspondent.
On this day of festivity that is connected with the harvest and agriculture, Pongal, the delicious dish, is prepared with rice, moong dal, jaggery and ghee as main ingredients in painted rice pots in traditional clay stoves outside the houses under the sugarcane pandal. A colourful rangoli welcomes the harvest season in front of every house. Mango and turmeric leaves are also made into festoon in the houses. Tamil Nadu has 28 districts that cultivate rice, with 27 of them being high productivity districts, and places the state first in the country. The rice yield in the state was more than 2 tons per hectare last year. Considering turmeric production, Erode, also known as the Yellow City, is one of the largest producer of turmeric. The state ranks 7th in sugarcane production in the country. Tomorrow is Mottu Pongal, which is mainly for the cattle, which help the farmers in ploughing the fields. The last day of the season is Kanum Pongal, where people visit their relatives and spend time together. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
The Tamil community in Sri Lanka is also celebrating Thai Pongal today with fervor and gaiety. Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradisanayake wished the Tamil community on the occasion of Thai Pongal. A report.
As part of the Thai Pongal celebrations, the Tamil Hindu community, which numbers upwards of 2.5 million in the island, will visit temples today to thank for the abundance of previous year's harvest and pray for a successful one in the coming year. The multi-day celebration of Pongal marks the beginning of the sun's journey northward, signaling the end of the winter solstice. Celebrations have started early in the morning with making of beautiful designs of kolam before every house. As devotees pray to the sun god, chants of Pongalo Pongal and overflowing of Pongal from the pots will be notable. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Now news from Mahakumbh. At the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, the Makar Sankrantri Amrit Snan is underway. Among the 13 akhadas, each akhada has been notified of its designated time and sequence. The Mahanirvani Panchayati Akhada was the first akhada to take the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam early this morning. Sri Panchayati Akhada Nirmal will be the last akhada to take the Amrit Snan. Elaborate security arrangements are in place for the grand event. Yesterday, over 1 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims took the holy dip as the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, began on Posh Purnima. Flower petals were showered on devotees from helicopters. The Mahakumbh will continue till Mahashivaratri, till the 26th of February. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Anupam Mishra, who is at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. Anupam, how are the rituals progressing on Makar Sankranti, Amrit Snan, and what is the enthusiasm there that you're witnessing?
Yes, Pramod, the rituals are going on smoothly at the Triveni Sangam. Seers, saints, including Naga Sadhus, are taking holy dip in designated area, and millions of pilgrims and devotees are reaching various designated ghats for Makar Sankranti, Amrit Snan, braving the cold weather. A total of 13 akhadas will take part in Amrit Snan. Mm-hmm. The enthusiasm is visible everywhere in the Mahakumbh Nagar today. We are witnessing a sea of humanity with faith and devotion. Yesterday, over 1.5 crore people had taken holy dip on Posh Purnima. Right. Pramod.
Anupam, what are the arrangements in place? And is it going on smoothly, the conduct of the Amrit Snan?
Yes, Mahakumbh Mela administration has made elaborate arrangements for Amrit Snan, and in coordination with police administration, they have ensured that the sacred tradition is conducted smoothly and with full reverence. Over 50,000 police personnel are deployed along with central armed police forces. Water police has been deployed so that no one can move to deep water. Mm-hmm. Ganga Sevadut are engaged in rivers and ghats. Pramod.
Thank you, Anupam, for that update. In Madhya Pradesh, the state government is considering implementing a liquor ban in religious towns. This information was given by Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav in a video message. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that the state government is considering implementing this by improving the liquor policy.
धार्मिक नगरों से शराब की बंदी की तरफ बढ़े कई साधु संतों ने कई लोगों ने सुझाव दिए हमारी सरकार गंभीरता से विचार कर रही है.
The Chief Minister further added that the state government will soon take a decision and take concrete steps in this direction. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, will be on a 5-day visit to India beginning today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. During his visit, President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet the President of Singapore. President Tharman will also visit Odisha from the 17th to the 18th of this month. Now on to sports. India started their Khokho World Cup 2025 campaign with a thrilling 42-37 victory over Nepal in their Group A encounter in New Delhi last night. Winning the toss, Indian men's team got off to a strong start, scoring 24 points in their opening turn and adding another 18 points in the third turn while attacking. However, a late surge by Nepal in the final turn wasn't enough to prevent the hosts from securing a well-deserved victory. Moving on to Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons reclaimed the top spot with a 3-2 win over Delhi SP Pipers in the men's section, while Surma Hockey Club defeated Srachi Rudd Bengal Tigers 4-1 in the women's section. More from our correspondent.
In what turned out to be a scintillating battle between the table-toppers Tamil Nadu Dragons and bottom-placed Delhi SG Pipers in the Men's Hockey India League in Rourkela yesterday, the team from the south prevailed 3-2. Delhi, noted for their balanced team before the competition commenced, took the lead through a penalty corner converted as early as the second minute by Thomas Domain. But their frail defence again paid the price as the Dragons hit back with a drag flick of their own, converted by in-form Yip Janssen, gold medalist at the Paris Games, who notched up his fifth goal of the campaign. The Dragons were on a roll and added two quick field goals. Player of the match David Hart was at his imperious best in goal as Tamil Nadu held on for another win. Meanwhile in Ranchi, Surma Hockey Club rode a late surge to come from behind in dramatic fashion and demolish Rar Bengal Tigers 4-1 in the second match of the women's edition. Today in the women's league, the Rar Bengal Tigers will face Delhi SG Pipers, both teams having lost their openers, while in the men's section, Go Nasika will take on the Surma Hockey Club. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. Modi opens key Zedmore tunnel in J&K infra push, headlines the Hindustan Times. Game changer, Modi opens key tunnel on road to Ladakh, headlines the Asian Age. And the Indian Express headlines, J&K as crown of country needs to be prosperous, PM opens new gateway. Almost all papers have on their front page the story of Mahakumbh celebrations in Prayagraj. A Mahaleap of Faith, headlines the Times of India, sacred spectacle takes off, headlines the Tribune, and the Statesman headlines 16 million take dip in Sangam on Posh Purnima. Delhi High Court pulls up AAP government for delay in tabling CAG reports, headlines the Hindu. And finally, a police officer who uses lyrics as weapon to win hearts is a story in the Hindu. P. Zahoor, an SSP of J&K police, is inspired by the songs of Gulzar and Anand Bakshi and is hitting the right notes to win the hearts and minds of people. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Mission Mausam today to make India a climate smart nation. Odisha joins Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Prime Minister says people of Odisha will get highest quality healthcare at affordable rates. National Testing Agency postpones UGC NET December 2024 exam scheduled for tomorrow due to clash of date with festivals. Festival of Harvest, Makar Sankranti, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam to be on a 5-day visit to India beginning today. And India beat Nepal in Khokho World Cup opener in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.